today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
It's that time of the year when people come to visit. They normally call and let you know when they plan to leave their home and when they expect to arrive at yours. After they share that information with you, do you expect them to arrive when they say they will? What if they didn't give you a time or a date to expect them? What if they told you they didn't know what day or time they would be arriving, but to be ready when they got there? How would that make you feel? Would you start getting ready today, tomorrow, next week, next month, or next year? Would your expectation of their arrival be based on your relationship with them? Do you really believe they are coming? If they gave you things to have completed prior to their arrival, when would you get started? If they told you they had a reward for you based on your performance when they got there, would that make you work harder? In Revelations chapter 22, verse 12, Jesus testifies to the churches and shares these words. He says, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work." Jesus shared four things with us in this passage. Number one, he is coming. Number two, he is coming quickly. Number three, he has rewards with him. Number four, he will give his rewards to every man according to his works. Jesus didn't say when he was coming, only that it would be quickly. When do you expect Jesus to arrive? Where does quickly register on your clock or your calendar? Will you be ready when he arrives? He has a reward for you according to the work he left for you to accomplish prior to his return. The work you will be rewarded for is witnessing the name of Jesus, loving and serving your fellow man, comforting the sick and shut in, taking care of the widows, feeding the homeless, clothing the naked, being gentle, kind-hearted, and looking for every opportunity to be a servant, just to name a few. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, we are admonished to do whatever our hands find to do with all of our might. The most important work Jesus can find us doing when he arrives is witnessing his name to a lost and dying world. He said, "And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." We must do the witnessing and let him do the drawing. Behold, he is coming quickly. Don't get ready, be ready. These are just a few words to remind and encourage you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.